Andrew is Freddie speaking.
Hi, this is Anushree from. Good
Hello.
morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, man. Thank you. You're giving my savior for the day.
Yeah. So you are having some issues, right, with court?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I don't know what's going on. So I need you to log on to my laptop. Laptop is BDLC 23621.
6 to 1.
Still there?
Yes. I can see the opportunity screen.
Oh, I haven't seen a pop-up yet.
Yeah, I
Oh,
can
I see.
see your
Okay, I see.
screen.
Okay, I see you now. I see you now. Now, if you look at my other screen here, yeah, because you make up. I don't know what do you call me for. Kevin Bacon. Oh, dude, shit, dude. You don't want to do well, he's not going to call you until you call him. Because I don't know what you're calling for. Okay. You see that, ma'am? It got moved around?
That I can. Let me just move this here and So now there is quantity.
Yeah, quantities first.
Okay, so let me just see if it's okay. So we have everything. Do we have a third party service? No. Okay. So let's save this. So was that the issue, or you were having something else?
Yeah, the setup is wrong.
Sorry?
It's wrong. If you start from left to right, it's supposed to be quantity, rate, then the UOM, cost plus. That's the way it is supposed to be.
But when you enter the quantity,
The pricing is going to be different. It doesn't add. It's like the formula is wrong. That's why they need to be in the correct.
okay, let me just do like a sample. Okay, so I'm adding 10 here.
But that seems right.
Yeah.
But why?
Then
But
Let me add it to here. Yeah, it's for some reason it's adding up. Like
yeah, it's adding up,
I can,
but
yeah.
why is it like that? Because if I go to the computer of my manager, his
yeah.
is correct. His is the quantity is first on the left, then
yeah.
the rate.
Yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Because I know earlier I was putting in the hours and it wasn't adding correctly.
Okay, let me go and see some other opportunity. Just want to see if it's the same way. This is correct, right? Quantity,
yep.
rate,
yep.
UOM,
yep.
amount. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So which was this one? This is the one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but it seems like my page, even when I open, it's the same way.
So it's Corpus Christi Hydrovac 2 operators. Yeah, only for this one it's coming. Can I just change this and then select it again? I just want to see, like,
yeah,
okay. And the price book is
RFP 20.
This
No.
one?
No, go down. That one. RFP standards, that one. Yeah. And you gotta put the job type, or else it won't drop down. You go back at the top. Job type.
Yeah. Just a minute. Yeah, this is.
Yeah, see, but it's still the same. It's already showing the same.
Yeah, and we did not, and the amount did not go away also. Can I just try to create a new opportunity? I just want to see if it comes up. Because sometimes if we make any changes that. Gets changed. So just thinking if we can create a new one.
You want me to name it?
Yeah, sure. Please go ahead.
Okay. I hope I didn't name it the same way. I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, now
it's
now it is correct. So let me see. I want to see if it changes. Yeah, could you please select the sector and market segment?
Okay, let me see.
Yeah, I just want to go and see.
Well, see, it changed.
So when you select this price book, it is changing for some reason, right? Yeah. So even if it is in this order, when you print the quote, it should come in the same order, right? Or is it changing there too?
Well, that I don't know. I haven't printed a quote like this.
Yeah. I'm thinking this is just a display for you. So when you print it, it should still, like when you send it to the customer, it should still map all the columns correctly.
I hope so.
Yeah. And then it should also calculate it. Like it should not stop you from creating the opportunity.
Yeah. I just want the amount of money to be correct. That's the main thing.
Yeah. Can you go ahead and like we can try to do here, or we can just do in the other one? Can we just go ahead and put all the quantity and see the amount is coming up? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the other one then. The other one.
Yeah, sure.
Hang on, let me do that.
Yeah, you can just hit cancel here.
I don't know if it's going to let me cancel it.
Yeah, it will just let you cancel.
Okay, so it's this one right here. Okay, now go to the bottom.
Yeah.
I'm going to put 4 days. Well, to start off, this is wrong. There's got to be a quicker way. Okay. Can you open this up a little bit more?
Which one? The I'll just take out all the quantities what I entered.
The quantity is just make it small quantities.
And what would be the UOM? Is it for hour?
No, that would be day.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this also is day, right?
No, that would be hour.
Okay. And now we will put the rate and then the quantity.
Let me see the limit. Hey, let me. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to try like that and see what happens. I mean, I don't know why it got like that since yesterday. But as long as the amount of totals up correctly, that's all that I care about.
Yeah. And yesterday also you raised another incident. I was trying to reach out to you. So there is some quote which you are not able to find.
No, that there was a customer that was created, and I couldn't see it on my screen. And but I guess the person who created it did something wrong. But this morning I was able to see the customer.
Okay. So that is okay now, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. So have a good day. And if you face any other issue, just give us a call back. Okay.
I would like to call you directly because now it's harder to get hold of you.
Yeah. I moved to a different department. Like there are like some changes, so I moved to.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
So my number is there. I have given you the number, so you can call me directly also. Okay.
No, it just says Badger IT. That's all it says, Badger IT.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Bye.
Yeah, bye.